Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Well, if you had to pick five exercises as your favorites and things that you could do just every single day, I know what my five would be, and it seems that me and my guest today have the same five. We're welcoming Jen Cassidy with us today. She's a personal trainer and wellness consultant. Okay, Jen, let's get through these five. Your first favorite exercise that every woman can do, and how should she do it?
Squat. I love squats. You simply just stand with your feet right under your hip, about hip width or a little in from shoulder width. You put your hands at shoulder level so that it keeps your chest up and your eyesight up. And then you sit your hips back like you're sitting into a chair. Squat down as far as you can. Keep your knees in line with your toe. And then push through your tush to stand back up.
You know, I heard it described once, and I really loved the description, was like you're trying to shut the door with your tush.
Yeah.
You know, like you're walking in front of a door, and you're kind of trying to push the door closed with your tush. So down you go. How far down?
If you can get down to knee level, you want to get to a 90-degree bend in your knees. You don't need to go below that, and then extend all the way back up through your hips. And that will help.
And how many times? How many times? And, you know, people always want to know if they should do this holding weights or with a bar in their hand or holding weights in dumbbells or a medicine ball. So how many do they do? How many sets? And should they be holding anything when they do it?
You should do, if you're just toning and you're not trying to build muscle, you can do 3 sets of 15 with a 30-second rest in between. So you do 15 and then rest 30 seconds and then repeat. If you have dumbbells available or a medicine ball, then use them. I feel like the more you can do, the better. It's not going to build your butt up to where your pants don't fit anymore. It's just going to make you stronger.
Okay, so we're doing squats. Your knee, your legs are hip width, a little bit wider apart. You're bending like you're trying to stick your tush back and shut the door with it. You can hold a medicine ball or dumbbells, and you want to do these, what, 10 to 12 times, you said?
I said 15, yes.
15. Okay, sorry about that. So you want to do them about 15 times, get a couple sets in, do them till you kind of feel it, and it really will help those glutes. Let's get through another one. What's your next favorite?
Push-ups. I love push-ups because anytime you can build the upper body strength, the better. So what I normally have people do is just lay flat on your tummy on the ground, flex your toes up. You're going to put your hands back at chest level. That way it won't be up above your shoulders. And then flex your quads, keep your tummy tight, and then push all the way up.
Okay, so knees, toes, you know, how do we gradually progress with push-ups? People don't know whether they should just start with military push-ups. You know, what do you do for a gradual progression? Start somebody who's never done push-ups before.
Normally, I have them start with their toes. If they can't do it, then we go to their knees. I have a lot of people that can do one or two or three even, what we military or what we call boy push-ups, before they go to their knees. And I even have strong men that start on their toes, and then we have to go to their knees at some point in the first two sets. So I just have them do as many as they can, full length, and then we break it down to a modified push-up.
Okay, push-ups. Now, your next favorite.
Bridges or hip raises. Anytime that you can strengthen your lower back, glutes, and hamstrings, the better. Because the more you sit, the more flexed your hips are, the weaker your hamstrings and glutes get. So anytime that I can lie people down and stretch out their hips, that tightness, and strengthen their glutes and hamstrings, the better.
Okay, so people do bridges, not know how to do bridges. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just have them lie
on
their back.
No, that's okay. So, yep.
Lie on their back with their knees bent and their feet on the floor and their hands down by their hips. You just drive down into the floor through your heels and raise your hips up and then lower back down and then raise back up. And for bridges, I usually have people do sets maybe 15, maybe 20 if they don't get tired. And then that'll just help strengthen their glutes and hamstrings for when they do squats.
And, you know, they're one of those things that feel good, too. So when I'm working with clients, they say, oh, that one feels good. So far we've covered squats, push-ups, and bridges. Give us another one.
Mm-hmm. Lunges. So once you
lunges are my favorite. Squats,
I love them. Once you get strong in squats and bridges, you can break it down into a lunge. In a standing position, you're just going to take a giant step out with your right foot. Keep your torso upright and bend both knees straight down to the ground, and then step together and step through with your left. That's a walking lunge. I like these because they help strengthen and tone your lower body as well as test your balance and make that stronger.
Okay, lunges. Let's talk a little bit more about them. I myself am a fan of back lunges because I find that people, when mm-hmm. they take that step forward, their knee goes invariably over that toe. So I like to have people standing hip width apart, take the step backwards, and bend your knee at a 90-degree angle, and then your knee will never... I dare you to try and do a back lunge and let that knee go over your toe. It just never happens. And since I do almost more physical therapy stuff than, you know, maybe you do a mm-hmm. lot more of, you know, the weights with people, I'm always cognizant about those knees. So taking a step backwards and then getting that back leg to go down as low as you can, trying to touch that knee at a very, and I like them, Jen, to stand very, very long. I don't like too short of a lunge. I want you to take that step mm-hmm. back, way back, so that there's no possibility that either of your knees are going to bend at an awkward angle.
Mm-hmm.
And how many do you like to do? Till it burns, till you get sore the next day? I love making people sore with lunges.
Of course. Lunges, usually, if we do them with weights, I do sets of 10 to 12. If we're just doing body weight, I can do 15 each leg, alternating legs, and three sets each.
So when you're doing lunges, you do those, and you can do them with weights. Alternate legs, do 10 on one side and then 10 on the other, or alternate. You can do lunges walking forward. You can do them back. You can do lunges really anytime. And they're such a wonderful way to work your glutes, your hamstrings, and your quadriceps. They work your calves. You know, they're just such a great exercise. We just have time for one more. So why don't you give us your last best one?
My last best exercise for everyone to do any place, anytime is planks. This was a big trend on Twitter and Facebook a couple years ago. Planking is just being on your stomach. You're going to lift up to your forearms where your forearms are parallel to each other and then up on your toes, and you're going to be in a push-up position. Your back is, you're going to have one angle from your shoulders to your ankles and keep your core as tight as possible, and it's an isometric hold, so you just hold it as long as you can. Many people start at 30 seconds or build up to 30 seconds, and then the average time that I have people hold it is 60 seconds, and we build up to three sets of 60 seconds each. This will help with shoulder stability, lower back strength, ab strength, glute strength. It just tones your whole body while you hold it.
Okay, so just to recap here, we talked about squats, push-ups, lunges, bridges, and planks as the five best exercises for women that you can do really anytime and every day. You know, planks and bridges work that core, lunges and squats give your legs and your tush such a good workout, and push-ups, of course, the gold standard, old school, wonderful upper body exercise. You can do that on an angle, on your knees, on your toes, however you want. So those are our five great exercises. You're listening to Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great day and stay well.